Hi, Jim Paoletti here. I want to take just a couple minutes of your time to talk about adaptation of the stress response. The goal of treating adrenal dysfunction should be to restore normal cortisol output in response to stress. Doing so will almost always require a combination of lifestyle changes and nutritional supplementation. In an ideal world, patient will eliminate all stressors. Since that is impossible, the next best thing that can be done is to adapt or modify the response to stressors. The more one can keep stressors from elevating cortisol, the quicker will be the recovery of the adrenal glands. One approach is to use adaptogens. Adaptogens, or adaptogenic herbs, are natural substances that help the body adapt the response to stress. They could be described as blunting the HPA and adrenal response. Claims are made that adaptogens can lower high cortisol and raise low cortisol. What they're actually doing is blunting the response, thereby preventing cortisol levels from going as high. And in doing so, you use less cortisol over time. Over time, you can raise low cortisol levels because you're not using up as much as the cortisol reserves. So I like to describe adaptogens as normalizing the cortisol curve over time. Also, a very effective technique in adapting the stress response is employing what I term compensation techniques. A compensation technique is something the patient enjoys doing that will take their mind off the world while they're doing it. Examples would be prayer, meditation, yoga, mild exercise like walking, swimming, biking, could be knitting, working puzzles, pleasure reading. There are two important aspects of a compensation technique. One, it's got to take the patient's mind off the world, especially his or her stressors. Like if the patient wants to walk for the compensation technique, I tell them, you can take your cell phone with you, but turn the ringer off. You only have it with you if you need to make an emergency call. Don't respond to the world during your 10 to 15 minutes of time that you need. More importantly, the compensation technique needs to be practiced daily. People are stressed every day. They don't take days off from stress. In order to compensate for that and train your response to be less severe to stress, patients need to practice the compensation technique daily. I tell them to set aside 10 to 15 minutes every day, let their family know that they're not to be interrupted, and call up their help time. They need that time. Dealing with stress and adapting a stress response need to be practiced regularly to have a successful outcome in suppressing the HPA axis signal to the adrenal glands. It's most helpful to remove whatever stressors are possible. For example, if a patient spends their break at work every morning associating with coworkers who complain constantly about their work and their life, then they need to avoid hanging around those type of people. If a family member outside the household is a source of stress, avoidance can be the key. Stress adaptation techniques, together with the avoidance of stressors where possible and good nutritional support for adrenal glands, can allow most patients to restore normal adrenal function. In cases of unavoidable severe stressors, such as someone close to you having cancer or Alzheimer's, these techniques and support will at least help prevent further progress of adrenal dysfunction. Thank you.